Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Friday. It's been a beautiful week and definitely starting to get that fishing feel. I'm starting to nudge the boat around a little bit. I forgot to tell you, Doug, I was actually at a watershed conference and I was visiting with a friend of mine who went paddle fishing with his son last year and they caught a paddlefish. And man sakes, that's a monster. But they were kind of giving me he was giving me the rundown of trying to catch that fish. And I tell you what, that is a select crowd that goes into to doing that paddle fishing. When is that season for 2024?
And you bring up a really kind of a cool discussion. So we have a paddlefish snagging season in North Dakota. And the reason why it's so unique is these fish can grow to be over 100 pounds. I think the North Dakota state record, I want to say, is like 146 pounds. I mean, it's the Hogzilla version of fish, I guess.
It kind of looked like them too.
They're not going to win a beauty contest, right? They're not going to win a beauty contest, but because of that size. So here's kind of the thing about paddlefish. They're a prehistoric fish. They're not all going to be snagged at 100 plus pounds, but you know, it's not uncommon to have 40, 50, 60 pound paddlefish that are snagged. So because of that size, they draw a strong following, almost a cult-like following. And the only place that paddlefish snagging is legal is near the confluence area of the Yellowstone and the Missouri River near Williston. So we have a lot of people like you run into at different conferences that might live in Fargo or Grand Forks or Wahpeton or Detroit Lakes or Sisseton. And every year they travel to the Missouri River near Williston and they go paddlefish snagging. It's a highly regulated season because this population is limited. It's limited not by the harvest, but it's limited by they're only found in the free flowing stretches of the Missouri River. So with all the dams that are along the Missouri River, the population is never going to be limited in terms of the potential growth by legal harvest. It's limited just by habitat, I guess, free flowing stretches. So we have a season that we coincide. South Dakota has paddlefish snagging. Montana has paddlefish snagging. And then it's really kind of cool. The big thing right now is the season is set to open up on May 1st. Okay. And the reason we're talking about it now is if you buy your tag, you can buy it at, you know, Williston at the Game and Fish office. You can buy it at our Dickinson, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Harvey, Williston offices. If you buy it online, which a lot of people do, it's going to come through the mail. And the challenges that mail delivery has had has been well documented in just about every facet of life. So Game and Fish also deals with that. Buy it now. Don't wait until a week before the paddlefish snagging season starts. Don't wait until even maybe 2 weeks. I mean, it's starting on May 1st. If you're going to go, you've probably already got your plans in the works. Most people are planning on going every single year. You can buy your license right now. Okay. And then if it doesn't show up in 2 weeks, then you can start making some alternative plans to make sure that you get a tag. But it's really kind of cool. It's a cool opportunity. And it might be something on some people's bucket list to say, hey, you know, some year we're going to go paddlefish snagging.
And it's a different thing, too. He was telling me, my friend Rob, he went with his son. It was a great bonding experience. I have to ask you about the hours, too, because I believe they rotate on the day, do they not, for the paddle fishing? Is it?
Yeah, so that's the other thing. It's very highly regulated, the paddlefish snagging season in North Dakota. So they have snag and release days. They have snag and keep days. It's biologically been proven that you can snag a paddlefish and release them back to the water, similar to other fish, and their survival rate is very high. There are some people that just want the opportunity to snag a paddlefish. They don't want to actually keep the paddlefish. So this is something that you want to check out when you're making your plans to travel up there to make sure that you've got your dates figured out for a snag and release day or a snag and keep day, because they go through, I want to say, like, snag and release days are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then snag and keep days are, and I might be mixing it up just a little bit, but the point is that it's not real easy just to follow without stopping and taking a look at it. Yep. So, and then also, it's scheduled to go through May 21st,
okay.
But we have like a 1,000 fish cap, and we can close that with a 24-hour notice. If we do that, don't worry. If you're already up there, we'll open it back up for some snag and release opportunities through that May 21st date.
Fantastic. The other part of it, I didn't realize this, but at least my buddy did. There's a specific fishing pole for this because he said he went and bought it. It sounded like almost like a cane pole, and he said that he bought it from a big store. I'm not going to say the name of it. He gets out there, and his first cast, it snapped in half. And so, he was able to bring it back and get a new pole, but he was telling me about this big, long pole, and it sounded like a cane pole.
Well, it's similar to, like, what you'd use maybe, like, for big, heavy saltwater fishing.
Okay.
You know, again, when you're talking about fish that can grow to be, you know, over 125, 140 pounds for the state record, you know, your little Zebco isn't going to be working real well. Your Daiwa isn't going to last long. So what? It's equivalent. Yeah, right. Set the drag, Eric. Set the drag. But I mean, you know, sometimes it's all about the experience. But so what? Some people will do, and if you've never done it before, check with people that have. It's like a lot of things in life. You're going to get out what you put into it. But they'll buy saltwater type heavy fishing gear, and sometimes what they'll do is they may buy two setups. One person snags at a time because it's so heavy to toss out there and drag in, mm-hmm. that you get tired really quickly. So you take turns. So you might have a backup, but you're not using it right away. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But yeah, it's, again, you know, you're not crappie fishing, you know. So, you know, it's kind of like the difference between, we talk about somebody going out and shooting a fawn deer or somebody shooting a moose. You go, whoa, this is a whole different hunt. Yeah, it is. It's a way different fishing experience. Sure. But the paddlefish snagging season, set to open up on May 1st. If you're planning on doing it, order your tags right now as soon as you can, and then start reading up on it and checking up on it.
Very good. All right, let's switch gears. We got a hunting season starting this weekend.
Yeah, our turkey season actually opens up on Saturday. So it feels like spring, and for a nice thing compared to the last couple of winters is that our spring turkey season doesn't seem to be impacted by drifts. Icy roads, closed roads.
Right.
So it's maybe more of a typical spring for turkey hunters. The turkey season opens up on Saturday. It goes through May 19th. So you've got a long season. You know, some people like to hunt that early season. Some people maybe wait until there's a little less pressure, a week or two into it, whatever your choice is. If you did draw a spring turkey tag, hey, go find it. Make sure that you're ready to go because it starts tomorrow morning. If you can't find it, if you forgot about it and you didn't make plans, you got about a 7 week, 6 week season that you can get out there and go turkey hunting. And by all estimations, this nice warmer mid-April should actually, you know, play pretty well into the turkey hunter's hands. Also, along with that, we're not dealing with the Red River's up a little bit, but nothing like what we've had in past years. So you shouldn't be, you know, fighting. A lot of times the turkey hunters will be finding their birds along creeks, mm-hmm. and streams and valleys and stuff like that. And hopefully this year you're not dealing with washed out roads and flooded culverts or anything like that. So it should be a pretty good start to the turkey season, Eric.
Something changed because I don't think I've seen a wild turkey in Fargo for a while. I used to see them every year. In fact, the little buggers used to annoy that because I live along the Red River and I would see them, especially if it was a flood year. They loved the clay levees. They would always be up on there walking around, but haven't seen them for a while now. I've heard of some of the communities on the outskirts of Fargo have had wild turkeys.
Yeah, I was going to say, your turkey problems are now in Horace right
that's
now.
What I, heard.
I mean, and that's the thing with turkeys is they're rather unpredictable, and you could have a problem for 2 weeks or 2 years, and then the next thing you know, you wake up and they're gone or they won't leave. And the thing about turkeys is they're probably more in an urban area, more of a nuisance and a pest than anything else. If they're walking by, you know, you might stop and take a picture, but you definitely, if you've got turkeys around your neighborhood, don't be leaving bird seed to fall on the ground. Don't be leaving any kind of food out there. They'll eat just about anything, but they're going to start causing more problems than you want to realize.
What happens if they are aggressive to you? What should you do? Because that's happened.
I know. Fight back or run. I mean, if they're that close to you, I mean, I'm going to kick them if they're that close to me. I'm not going to sit there and let them peck me.
Yeah.
You know, call your local police department, call your sheriff's department, because they can be a threat to human health and safety. Okay. Your pets, yourself, they can get aggressive.
Very good. North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist, his name is Doug Leary, joins us every Friday at this time. Doug, have a great, nice, warm weekend. We'll check in with you again next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. Take care. Have a good weekend, bud.
That is this week's edition of Farm Talk.